Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host. It is Rob Zicari. This is Rob Zicari Show. And it is Friday the 3rd. Yes, the Friday the 3rd. And we are done with this week, but we have a whole bunch of stuff to get to. Man. Oh, man. Did you guys see last night? Well, I don't know how many people saw it, and I'm referring to San Jose. I'm referring to the Chupacabras that were in full force in San Jose. Those of you who are new to the show, the Chupacabras, that is the protesters, because we don't call them protesters on this show. We call them Chupacabras. That's what we call them, El Chupacabras. They're not protesters. When you're punching people, when you're throwing eggs at people, when you're spitting on people, you're not a protester. You're a criminal. You're a thug. You're a gangster. You're a Chupacabra. You're a creature. You're a dangerous animal. That's what you are. Now, I don't know how many people saw it because it wasn't on television. It wasn't on television. See, the media, let me explain. Let me backtrack, if you will. Let me backtrack, if you will. Back in Chicago, I got to figure Chicago was when we really got it. Well, okay, I guess if you really go back from then, remember there would be Trump rallies, okay? And these paid protesters, okay? These paid protesters would be inside the events, okay? These paid protesters would be inside the events. And they would start screaming and yelling, flicking the crowd off, telling them to F themselves. And remember, people would go into the event to see Donald Trump. Rather you pay for a ticket or you get a ticket for free, pay for parking, whatever it is. But the people that are in the event are going inside a building, a private building, meaning it not owned by the government, not owned by the state, okay? They're minding their own business. They're enjoying what Donald Trump has to say. Or maybe they're not enjoying it. Maybe they want to be informed. But whatever the case is, they're not in a open park, in a public park. They're not broadcasting the Trump message to people who don't want to hear it. So these paid protesters would organize with the MoveOn.org people or whatever other groups, they would organize to get into the event to purposely cause havoc, to purposely incite individuals to engage in some type of fighting, screaming, shot, whatever, to get the event shut down, or more importantly, to get on camera so then the media i.e. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all the daytime shows, The View, the nighttime shows, Colbert, Seth Meyers. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And then the narrative can be Trump incites violence. The hillbilly, racists, xenophobes, homophobes, fatophobes, whatever phobes there are, they beat people up at Trump rallies. They assault people. Because, of course, nobody ever says on these shows, because even when Republicans are on these shows, they're step and fetch Republicans. Essie Cupp is a step and fetch Republican. She's paid by the libs. She's paid by the leftists. CNN pays her. All right, you're going to be the opposition, but you're going to be our opposition. You're just there so it doesn't look like we are 100% to the left and there is no pushback. So you push back, but you're only going to push back so much. It's the same thing with Hugh Hewitt. He used to be part of CNN. He actually did a few Republican debates. Now, he's with MSNBC. He's paid by MSNBC to give pushback. But they're all step-and-fetch pushbackers. They're all step-and-fetch pushbackers. Because nobody ever says, hey, if you're protesting outside and you're in an area and you're holding up signs and you're screaming and yelling, that's cool. But once you go inside the event, all bets are off. No matter what happens, you're looking for trouble. Really doesn't matter if 10 Trump fans punch you in the face. I mean, it really doesn't. Once you go in to that building, you're going in to cause a problem. But whatever. They don't bring that up. They just say, oh, Trump's inciting violence. Yeah, we know the people that are in the building and they stand up and start screaming and telling everybody to go F themselves. Yes, okay. Yes, they're peacefully protesting. Okay, we get it. So the media loved to cover that. They loved it. And every time Trump spoke, there would be an incident. The George Soros crowd would create the incident. Rather, they put ads in local newspapers. I mean, it was all planned. There was nothing spontaneous about any of this. Nothing spontaneous about any of this. So event after event, they would broadcast. At times, it would be broadcasted on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, HLN. It'd be broadcasted on all four of those networks at the exact same time. This is a regular occurrence. A regular occurrence. And if there was a rally on the weekend and something like this happened, it would be broadcasted. now they're building the narrative. They're building the narrative, and it culminates in Chicago. And at that Trump rally, you had quote-unquote protesters now filling the streets, waving Mexican flags, screaming, yelling. And then you had people inside the event getting ready to bum rush the stage when Donald Trump got there. So the event was closed down. I mean, it was pandemonium. I mean, it was pandemonium. Inside, outside, you had about 1,000 people maybe outside. The media was so excited. They were just, they were salivating. This was it. This was it. This really showed the homophobes, xenophobes, the racists, the Klans, just every horrible human being at a Trump event. Yes. Ah, yes. So then something happened. Then something happened. Because as the events started to shift and more people saw how much coverage a protest got, these events became more violent. These events got more ugly, and it was starting to become harder and harder for the media to say all of the violence are the evil Trump, homophobe, xenophobe, Klan, so forth and so on. Before it was easy. They could single out an incident and then replay it over and over on TV. They strategically were able to isolate things. They were strategically able to maneuver at these rallies. But now all of a sudden, when you got to Arizona and you had these chupacabras chaining themselves to cars and blocking freeways, people were like, this isn't protesting. This is a little something different. In your MSNBCs, your CNNs, ABCs, they were all starting to feel a little backlash now. As they were creating this narrative, they were creating this beast, okay? They're creating it, starting, it wasn't turning on them, but their own people were starting to turn on them for what they created. Because they were getting heat and they were getting pressure from people that don't necessarily like Trump, but when you see someone chaining themselves to a freeway, when you see people burning an American flag. When you see things that have nothing to do with Trump or a Trump rally, these people start to get worried. Because now that narrative of, oh, this is happening as a protest against Donald Trump, it's now becoming, no, this is happening because these people are criminals. These people are thugs. These people are exactly who Donald Trump said they were many, 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 many months ago when he talked about criminals and drug dealers and rapists. Because when you're looking at somebody jumping on police cars and throwing rocks at cops, you're not a protester. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Protester stays in an area that police or whoever has set up and said, you stand in this area. This is your designated area. You scream, you yell, you hold your signs up, you protest. You don't punch. You don't throw rocks. You act civil. Plain and simple, you act civil. You act civil. So now we go from Arizona, and Trump goes out to San Francisco. He does a speech, not even a rally. It's a speech inside a hotel to a bunch of Republican bigwigs or different donors and activists or whatever. And you have these chupacabras blocking entrances at the hotel. You have these chupacabras busting down barricades that the police have set up as perimeters, where they say, go ahead, you stand over there, you protest, you do your thing, no problem. They broke down these barricades and stormed the hotel, trying to break windows, throwing eggs, throwing rocks, to the point where Trump had to go through a back entrance. He had to get let off on a freeway, climb over fences, go through a back entrance. So now, these chupacabras are burning American flag, throwing rocks, kicking police cars. And the media is covering it. They're waving Mexican flags. The media is covering it, but you can tell they're in a panic. Because every image, every single image, every time a camera goes somewhere, there's nothing peaceful. There's nothing rational about a protest that's going on in these little groups. And now you have reporters, quote unquote, trying to get people and ask them, what are you protesting, Donald Trump? What it is about him that you're protesting? And they can't even answer what it is they're protesting, what it is that they're upset about. T- They don't even know what they're upset about. So from this event and all the coverage it got, it was harder and harder for the Wolf Blitzers and the Dana Bashes and the Anderson Coopers to justify what these people were doing when they're throwing eggs, when they're throwing rocks. When they have these extreme leftists like Joan Walsh on MSNBC on Chris Matthews saying, well, wouldn't you be throwing rocks if you heard somebody saying disparaging things about you? And like I said, even people that don't like Trump at this point were going, time out, Joan. What you're talking about is somebody saying we have to build a wall and come here legally. And if you're here illegally, you are going to get deported. All these things are legal. And you might not like them, but by you saying it's okay to commit violence because you don't like somebody saying we should follow the law? Joan, this is not good. That's now what started to happen. Like I said, the beast that the liberals created starting to get way out of hand because you can't defend this stuff. And when you have the ultra left, the Joan Walshes and the Josh Barrows and the Ezra Kleins and the Dana Milbanks, when you have them trying to defend violence, problems. Big problems start to be created. So now we go to New Mexico. Now we go to New Mexico. And it's like a war zone. It literally is a war zone. And you have all the networks broadcasting what's going on in New Mexico. And this was the breaking point. This was the breaking point. Anderson Cooper was broadcasting live while the chupacabras in New Mexico were going crazy. His broadcast bled into Don Lemon, or vice versa. Meaning, I don't remember if Don Lemon is the top and Anderson's the bottom, or if Anderson is the top or Don is the bottom. I don't remember who's first and who's behind. But I do know that coverage spilled in to both of their shows. Same thing with MSNBC. I don't know who's top or bottom with Rachel. And I mean Maddow. And Chris Hayes. But I know it's spilled. And the same thing with Fox and HLN. But the New Mexico coverage was wall to wall. And this is the point where the executives, where the Andy Lacks, the Zuckers at CNN. This is where they went, guys, we can't show this anymore because they are not protesting. They are exactly what Donald Trump said they are. They are criminals. And we can't defend them. It is impossible now to defend them. It is full on criminal activity right now. Full on criminal activity right now. They are pelting people. It's just an excuse to come out and riot. The event is over. Donald Trump is gone. He left. And these people are here lighting things on fire. They're throwing rocks. We can't defend this. This was the turning point. New Mexico was the turning point. Chupacabras were out of, I mean, it was beyond protesting. It was beyond, hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump's got to go. Hey, hey, it was beyond that. People were wearing bandanas to hide their face because they know when you're on camera and you're looting and you're breaking windows and you're jumping on cop cars and cameras are all around, a picture will get taken of your face. It will get sent out to various law enforcement. And if you especially have a record, which a lot of these chupacabras / protesters have, you're going to get picked up in a nanosecond. In a nanosecond. So they wear bandanas covering their face. So in New Mexico, you have people with bandanas covering their face, breaking cop windows, cop car windows, breaking store windows, building windows, throwing rocks, lighting things on fire, burning American flag. And all the cable channels covered it. They had panels talking about what was going on. But you could see everybody was really in a conundrum trying to figure out how to defend it. And they couldn't. They couldn't defend it. Because as they started to talk about what was going on, the one Trump supporter they would have. I mean, CNN has a panel. They got three on one side, three on the other. And then technically it's supposed to be three Democrats, three Republicans. But when you have S.E. Cup or you have Hugh Hewitt, they're not pro-Trump. So really, you have a panel full of anti-Republicans. Because there's no more primaries. It's over. If you're a Republican who doesn't support Trump, okay, fine. That's the primaries. But it's over now. He's the nominee. And if you're a Republican and you don't support him, that's fine too. But if you're going to be on a cable show or you're going to write articles against him, then you should recuse. Should recuse yourself from the Republican Party for the next year or two or a lifetime. So all of these people were struggling. I mean, basically at a loss for words, because they would say, well, this is, the reason. And the one Trump supporter would say, fine. They're outraged over what he says about wanting to uphold the law. But how do you condone breaking a cop car window? How do you? And they go, well, you can't. That's wrong. Okay, but that's what we're talking about. That's it. You're trying to dismiss covering your face with a bandana. And an hour after the event is over, 2 hours after the event is over, you're looking to punch people. You're looking to break things. That's not protesting. Leftists and the anti-Trump Republicans had to give in and go, yeah, you're right. You're right. And the executives are like, okay, guys, it's over. If this keeps up, which it looks like it is, we can't cover these events anymore. We can't cover these events. It is now over. It's officially over. We can't cover these events. We can't go wall-to-wall coverage because you're showing Mexicans. You're showing whites, you're showing people that are supposed to be peaceful protesters with Bernie Sanders shirts on, Hillary Clinton shirts on, Mexican flag shirts. They're breaking windows. They're punching people. They're lighting cars on fire. Guys, you can't defend that. We just ruined. I mean, this is executives talking to everybody. Guys, we just ruined what we built 6 months ago when the 73-year-old man punched the black kid that was screaming at everybody and telling them to F off. And we cut that out and just showed the 70-year-old man punching the black kid. Guys, we ruined that narrative. We ruined those narratives we created inside the rally. We ruined those. We ruined those. Guys, this is different. These people burning the American flag is horrible. Even if somebody is against Trump, even if you're an uber liberal at home, okay, if you're ma and pa uber liberal, who's like, yeah, guys can use girls' bathrooms. Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn, he's awesome. You go down the list of the uber liberal causes. Even those people see somebody burning the American flag and saying America sucks. Even those people go, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like Donald Trump, and I don't like the things that he says. But A, he should be allowed to say those things. And B, anybody that's living here in the United States should respect our laws. They should respect our flag. They shouldn't be throwing rocks. Even those people say those things. So now the executives are like, guys, it's over. This New Mexico, well, it's over. and the Anderson Coopers and Don Lemons, they all went, no, but one more. Just, it's all right. This was just a blip. It's New Mexico. It's a highly populated Latino community. That's what's going to happen. And the executives went, all right. Okay. So then a few days ago, Trump made his way to California. And there was a day rally out in San Diego. And the networks covered that. And they kept cutting off the coverage because it started to get out of hand, like New Mexico. It started to get out of hand. The event was over. Trump left. Trump supporters left. The people that watched the event, gone. And what you had was a whole bunch of chupacabras throwing water bottles at people, burning American flags, breaking barriers, to the point where cops had to come out in riot gear. You had Telemundo. You had Spanish networks, Latin networks, faking shots. They had cameramen faking shots. And what I mean by that is setting up different people with Mexican flags and so forth and so on, and doing something that looked like they were outraged, looked like they were protesting. They were setting up shots. Now, after this event, that's when the executives came in and said, it's done. It's over. It's over. That was your guys' last time. You lulled us in to broadcasting this. It bit us on the ass. Because now the average liberal, not the crazy leftist MSNBC, Ezra Klein, Daily Beast, Vox liberal. No, just your average liberal who actually has some common sense, your average Democrat, is going, enough's enough. Can't have these people doing this. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with them? And that brings us to last night. Because it got scant coverage. Last night was a full-on assault by the most heinous of people. You want to be outraged? If you want to be outraged, go to Breitbart News. If you want to be, because you're not going to catch this on CNN. You're not going to catch this on MSNBC. You're not going to catch this on ABC. You're not going to catch this on NBC. You're not going to catch this on the nightly news. You might catch it on Fox tonight. You might catch it on Fox. You might catch it on Hannity. You might catch it on O'Reilly. But if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, you already watch these shows. If you're a lefty, and even if you're not a uber lefty, if you're just someone who's not really full on into politics and you just pop on the nightly news, you're not going to see this because you will become so outraged. If non-Republican, middle of the road, independents or middle of the road Democrats saw footage from last night, they would instantly be a Trump supporter. Last night was disgusting. And let me tell you something. And it goes, it's just like the Facebook controversy. And I don't consider it a controversy because if you never thought Facebook was a leftist organization, then you're stupid. And if you're naive to think, well, I know they were lefties, but I never thought that they would make their politics be part of their company, then you're even more stupid. If you honestly don't think Jeff Bezos influences the Washington Times, the Washington Post, you're stupid. You're really stupid. If you don't think CNN is completely owned, operated, ran from top to bottom by lefties, you're stupid. Completely stupid. Completely stupid. Beyond stupid. So if you're average, middle-of-the-road Democrat and independent watched the footage from last night, they would instantly be Trump supporters because these people are animals. They really are. They're animals. Animals. And it's beyond infuriating. It is. It really is. And let me reverse it 1 second back to where I was going. I said people like the Koch brothers and other big-time Republican donors need to create things like Facebook, things like Instagram, things like Twitter. They need to create the tools, the mechanisms. They need to be part of what drives our society, our pop culture. Remember what I've always said. It's about the message and who controls the message, who controls the media, who controls getting that message out to the masses. And it's not just the news, but it's television. It's television. It's TV shows. It's movies. And instead of Republicans worried about who's the congressman in the 17th district of Missouri and funneling him $1 million so he could win that seat, they need to be funneling money to tech startups and websites and television networks and television production companies and start creating messages just like the left does. So what we need to do is we need to organize our own protest groups to combat when the chupacabras are out in full force. That's what we have to do. See, some of you are too young to recall how unions were started and who controls the unions. It's a left thing. See, the left are the violent ones. The left are all about organizing and getting people to do what they want. And if they don't, there's violence. Look at the history of the unions. Look at the history of the Jimmy Hoffas and the Teamsters. They're all lefties. Still to this day, all the unions are Democrats. Back in the day, when the unions came in and said, okay, we're going on strike. We, the Teamsters, are going on strike. And when people crossed that line, you know what they did? They took baseball bats and cracked them in the head. They lit cars on fire. They did this until people got in line. Democrats have always been part of this. And here we are in 2016. And what do you see? People lighting police cars on fire. People punching individuals. All Democrats, all lefties, all being told by the left that what they're doing is okay. The left, for the last year, has been telling their people it's okay to cause a ruckus at a Trump rally. It's okay to beat people up at a Trump rally. It's okay to light things on fire at a Trump rally. I told you what Joan Walsh said. Hey, if somebody was telling you that you were a rapist, somebody was saying they're going to build a wall and they're going to deport your family, wouldn't you get violent? Wouldn't? I mean, imagine that. Imagine that. So what we need to do, is that these rallies, there needs to be an independent police force. Like a security team that will protect Trump supporters who are walking in and out of the event. I mean, yesterday, there was a woman. I'm telling you, you got to watch the video. You will be just enraged. A woman that was walking into the event with a Trump shirt on. People were screaming at her. And she was pointing at her shirt. And I literally saw a woman from CNN, a so-called reporter, say the Trump supporter was taunting. So people are yelling at you, calling you names, and you're pointing at your shirt that says Trump for president, and somehow you're taunting these people. And then these people, these chupacabras, these animals, start pelting this woman with eggs. And they're spitting in her face. They corner her against a wall. Until she finally escapes into the door of the event. This wasn't broadcasted on CNN. It wasn't broadcasted on MSNBC. This is a woman. Remember, Democrats. Remember, liberals. It's all about women. It's all about empowering women. It's all about respecting women. And here you have a bunch of Latinos spitting in this woman's face, throwing eggs in this woman's face, calling her names I can't even repeat here on the radio. And it's 11 a.m. West Coast time. Wolf Blitzer is already done. There was no video shown of this. And the only mention of what happened last night was characterized as scuffles at Trump rally. Not a woman Trump supporter was attacked. No, that wasn't said. That wasn't said. No cameras were there last night. Like I told you, because of that last event after New Mexico, when Lack and every other executive said, okay, we'll give it one more chance, but these things are making our cause look really bad. And then you had what happened, and they said, all right, do not cover these events anymore. They all knew what was going on last night. They had local reporters there. There were local reporters there. There were local reporters there. So they knew what was going on. They all knew what was going on. You had a local reporter, Paul Sicola, who deleted his Twitter account. I mean, he got rid of everything. He was responding, and this is how I know NBC and ABC and CNN, how they all knew what was going on last night. So this, I don't want to say reporter, this sportscaster, okay, Cecilia, he starts tweeting in response to to images and video tweeted by NBC's Jacob Raskin. Okay? So an NBC reporter was tweeting and putting video up of this woman being assaulted. I mean, literally, it looked like a third world country. It looked like a third world country when those Islamic animals, those Islamic extremists, attack the women. Remember that American reporter that got attacked? She got raped? That's what it looked like. A pack of animals. And they attacked this woman. So NBC knew what was going on. Rachel Maddow didn't cut in. Lawrence O'Donnell didn't cut in. They didn't go live to the event last night. They didn't dedicate their entire program to showing what was going on at this Trump rally, which was chupacabras punching people, chupacabras burning the American flag, chupacabras chanting Mexican power, chupacabras chanting America was never great. They didn't want to broadcast this. I wonder why. I wonder why. I wonder why. Doesn't sound like protesting to me. Sounds like an angry mob. Sounds like a mob from a third world country. It sounds like, and if you watch the video, looks like when you see the people in Juarez or some other crappy, disgusting town in Mexico where they're protesting and screaming and fighting because they don't have clean water. Or the local drug lord is only giving them scraps as far as food. I mean, it looked like a disgusting, vile, third world city and town somewhere that's not the United States of America. So you got this Tuscan sports caster Paul Sicula, who sees the Trump supporter, this woman, and it's not even a guy, it's a woman, being thrown eggs at and spit on. And this guy says, "Hey, brother, you aren't reporting that she was taunting protesters moments before, pointing to her Trump shirt. Please be fair." And he goes, "It's not okay that for the protesters to do that. They were definitely wrong. But she has to be careful egging them on, or she sets herself up for that." Wow. Isn't that something? It kind of sounds like when a woman gets raped. Kind of sounds like when a woman gets raped. And someone goes, "Well, she was wearing a sexy outfit. She was asking for it. She was asking for it." It's not the people who raped her's fault. She was asking for it. When you wear a short skirt, you're asking to get raped. It's amazing. It's amazing. The left is officially... Like I said, we need a security force now. We need a security force now. That's what we need. That's what we need. Me, I'm just a putsy broadcast guy here. Okay? I can't do anything like that. But if I had money, if I had Koch brother money, if I had Paul Singer money, if I had Sheldon Adelson money, I would put aside about $250,000, maybe $300,000, and I would hire a security staff. Remember Blackwater? Remember the private security firms that would go into Iraq and protect different agencies, different people we had, whether they were ambassadors or whatever? I'll tell you, if we had those guys our ambassadors were attacked in Benghazi, they wouldn't be dead. But I would put aside a couple hundred grand, and I would get a private security firm. And at some of these rallies, I would have these private security firms be there. I would love to have seen these chupacabras, these animals, trying to assault this. She couldn't be more than 90 pounds. This woman couldn't be more than 90 pounds. I would love to have seen these chupacabras trying to attack this 90-pound woman. If there was about 50 Blackwater security agents there, the ex-Navy SEALs there, they would have beat the living crap out of these chupacabras, these scum. I would have loved to have seen it. They would have beat them senseless. The first egg that hit this woman in the face, the person who threw it, one of these security firms, one of these ex-Navy SEALs would have broke this guy. They would have broke this guy's arm. They would have ripped the arm off and shoved it up their... It's just disgusting. It's disgusting. But that's the left. And it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. And then the Vox editor, Vox is run by Ezra Klein. This scumbag that's on MSNBC. He lives on MSNBC. This scumbag, Emmett Renson. Okay? This scumbag. He's an editor at Vox. So he's on Twitter, and listen what this scumbag is saying. Advice: if Trump comes to your town, start a riot. Start a riot. Imagine. Listen, if you're on the right and you have a radio show or you have a TV show, whatever you have, and you say, I believe in the Bible, I believe in the Bible literally, and I feel that homosexuality is an abomination. I feel it's just horrible. It's so bad, God should kill fags. Okay? Let work with me here. If you are a radio host or you're a evangelist or whatever, and you say this, Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, the list goes on and on. We'll do a story on this. They will have a panel on this. They will condemn you. They will do everything in their power. Put every single light on you. They will work behind the scenes with organizations to blacklist you, for sponsors to drop you. They will do everything in their power. And yet, the left is promoting riots, and no one says a word. No one says boo. If Trump comes to your town, start a riot. He then tweets, "Let's be clear, it's never a shame to storm the barricade set up around a fascist." I mean, and then listen to this. Listen, if Trump is Hitler, then you've got no business condemning rioters. If he isn't, you've got no business pretending normal is better. So what he's saying is, everybody on the left that's been saying Trump is Hitler, is a fascist, Hillary Clinton, who says Trump is dangerous, they all should be supporting what's happening at Trump appearances. They should be supporting and, more importantly, helping. I guess in Emmett's mind, Rachel Maddow and Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon should be arming these people. Because if Trump is Hitler, then they should not be condemning the rioters. They should be helping them storm the barricades. He then continues, "Spend a half a year calling Trump a xenophobic fascist, likely victims of xenophobic fascism act out." I mean, it's amazing. He then says, "I do tend to agree Trump is atypically threatening. That's why I'm not going to condemn rioters." This is Vox. This is Ezra Klein. This is MSNBC. This is the stuff you didn't see last night. They don't want you to see it. They don't want you to see it. Do you get that? What's going on right now? What is going on right now? Something the left created that's now gotten out of hand. It's completely gotten out of hand. The beast they created, the chupacabra that they created, is now backfiring on them. Could you imagine? Could you imagine a Bernie Sanders supporter or a Hillary Clinton supporter? Somebody with a Hillary Clinton shirt, somebody with a Bernie Sanders shirt, a 90-pound girl being surrounded by a bunch of Trump supporters, a bunch of guys wearing Trump shirts, screaming at her, spitting in her face, throwing eggs at her. Could you imagine the outrage right now? Can you imagine that? For 2 days now, all we've been seeing on television, on every single news broadcast, is Trump criticized the judge in his case. They're all outraged. They're all outraged. Trump criticized the judge in his Trump U case. The left is outraged. Wolf Blitzer opened with it. Brooke Baldwin, this dummy, she's talking about it. She's got a panel of other dummies talking about it. That's all they're talking about. But last night, no one's saying boo. Last night, a woman being assaulted at a Trump rally, no one's saying boo. These chupacabras burning the American flag, chanting America was never great, and Mexican power, and Wolf Blitzer leads with,
there was a few scuffles at the Trump rally.
I watched a kid get, it wasn't even a sucker punch. A chupacabra ran up behind him with a bag of something. I don't know exactly what it was, but the kid was walking away. Okay, the kid was walking away. The Trump supporter was walking away. And we're not even talking about a Trump supporter that you imagine in your head because the media has created this narrative that a Trump supporter is this trailer park looking old white guy. Or as Obama would say, somebody just hangs out at the VFW. This was like a 20-something-year-old kid. He had like khaki shorts on. I swear, he had like little khaki shorts on with loafers, a little collared shirt. And he's walking away from this mob, this mob of chupacabras. And somebody pops out of the group of chupacabras with a bag. So, I don't know what is in the bag, and he swings it and hits the guy in the face from behind. So this chupacabra doesn't even have the cajones to go head on. He sneak attacks because he's a coward. He's a piece of garbage. And he hits the kid in the back of the head, the side of his head, and cuts his head open. The kid's bleeding. And the kid turns around, and he's there with one or two of his friends. And he's like, what the hell? And you see like 10 chupacabras. Like, come on, come on, come on, man. Come on, SA. Come on. What the F is going on? No cameras. No CNN, no Don Lemon, no Anderson Cooper. They're not there showing the American flag on fire. Oh, no. It was over after the event in San Diego. It was over. They pulled the plug after New Mexico. The executives got convinced to give it one more shot. After San Diego, it was done. And last night, no camera in sight. No cutaway in sight. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. We need a security force at these rallies. We need private security teams. You need to bring back Blackwater. And if any of you billionaires are listening, you need to do it. Because the first time a couple of these little punks, a couple of these cholos, whatever the hell you want to call them, the minute one or two of them gets their arm ripped off and they get beaten with it, this stuff comes to an end because they're the biggest. They're nothing. They're weak. They're scum. When you attack a woman, you're a scum. You're a weak piece of crap. When you attack a woman, a 90-pound woman, you corner her, you spit in her face, you throw eggs at her, you're a garbage. And you're a bigger piece of garbage when you say, well, she was taunting them. She was asking for it. That's the same person that says a girl's asking to get raped because she wore a skirt. That's the left. That's the left, and that's why they need to be stopped. That's why Hillary Clinton cannot hijack the White House. That's why liberals need to be stopped. They need to be stopped. It's a disgrace. We're going to take a break. I spent a lot of time on this. I know I did, and I'm sorry. But I think I've had 20 minutes of sleep. I swear, I think I've had sleep. This has upset me from the moment I saw this stuff online to the moment I sat behind this desk. I'm so upset. So upset. Scuffles at a Trump rally. That's what Wolf Blitzer says. And then shows a video of two guys punching each other. And that's it. Gone. Now let's talk about Donald Trump making comments about the judge in his case. Let's talk to this panel. Well, Wolf, you don't want to show the girl being attacked at the Trump rally? Oh, you don't want to show that, do you? Oh, you want to show the gorilla dragging the little kid across the park? That's a you son of a... Oh, God. We are doomed. We are doomed, my Republican friends. We are doomed.